And besides, what's pure about my marriage, Eric? It's anything but pure. James doesn't know what he's talking about. Some of you are probably saying, what's pure about my career? What's exciting about my life? My life is a mess, Eric. How can I count it pure joy? But you know what? James says, count it all joy. Know that when you are a follower of When you are a follower of Jesus, everything that you're dealing with right now is only temporary. It's temporary. People of Jesus have seasons in their life. In this season of Lent, it is a time of humiliation. And the awesome thing about the followers of Jesus, like you and me, is that we have seasons, and seasons don't always last. God says it's just a season. Once you embrace humiliation in this Lenten season, you begin to count it all joy. But there's a new season to come, and this humiliation, this time of humiliation, life feels really heavy, doesn't it? It feels like dung. It feels like you're walking around in mud. It's like you're weighted down. That elephant's getting awful heavy on your back, isn't it? God says that when you're faithful in this season of humiliation, that He's going to take you to a place of celebration. God wants to revitalize your passion and your joy, but we have to be faithful in our season. God says He can't take you to celebration until you are faithful in humiliation. The thing about God, when you're willing to go fully for the joy of the Lord, Paul said you are pressed but not crushed. You all know the scripture. Pressed but not crushed. Persecuted and what? But not abandoned. You see, 52 days after Nehemiah started, the wall was restored. They did a dedication at this certain place. They said, look what the Lord has done in our life. God has restored our brokenness. God has gotten us out of debt. God has healed my body. God has restored my marriage. Then we went to a place to celebrate and commemorate all that God had done. Before, this day was a season of humiliation. But now it says, I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on top toward the what? What was a reminder of failure, what was a reminder of brokenness, has now become a place of celebration. The Dung Gate. It says, I had all the leaders join, and we all celebrated at the Dung Gate. You see, it started off with dung. Life starts off with dung. Anybody who's been a parent knows that. It's all about dung and diapers, right? Some of you are there right now, halfway through it. Life is still immersed with dung. Some of you are still there. You have seasons of humiliation, but God says trouble doesn't last always. I'm going to take you to that place of celebration. God says, I'm going to turn it into blessing. You might be dealing with something right now that you can't even hear this message today. You are not able to hear this message because of what you're going through. All that dung that is consuming your life, God says, what the enemy meant for evil, I'm going to use for good. What is so important in this season of Lent is to embrace your brokenness, and God will revitalize your joy. Amen. Once you revitalize your God passion, then you can rediscover your new identity in Christ. 2 Corinthians tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Let's read this together. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Now let's read it again, but let's believe it. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Folks, the old is gone, the new has come. Amen. The old is gone. The new has what? Let us live our life as if it is here, folks. Because it should be. It should be. You wrestle with that old stuff. But you know what? Deal with that. Walk through this season of Lent. And let God lead you to celebration. because the new you, folks, is coming out. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the season of Lent, a time, a season for us to deal with our stuff, for us to deal with the dung that we have in our life, that nasty, dirty stuff that we don't even like to talk about ourselves, let alone talk about to other people or you, God. And we just ask that you anoint us in a way to empower us, to give us the courage, Lord, to step up and deal with our stuff so that we can be healed and so that you can lead us to that day of celebration. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We're going to sing a song that you know very well, The Heart of Worship. I want, as you know...